93.7 Express FM. We are passionately pumping.
Jamolo's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamolo, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing Play Up Pompey. It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
Roses might be red, but Pompey are definitely blue. Spend this Valentine's Day with the true love of your life, Portsmouth Football Club. It's 6 p.m. on a Thursday night, which means one thing. A blue star sat opposite me in the studio for the Thursday Football Hour. And joining us this week is Lloyd Isgrove. If you have a question for Lloyd, then get in touch on the Texas 81400. Don't forget to start that with the word Express. Email Pompey at expressfm.com, or you can send us a tweet. Our handle is at ExpressFM. It's time for the best hour of the day, because it's the Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Good evening and welcome to the Thursday Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM. I'm Henry Deacon, keeping the seat warm for James Robbins between now and 7 p.m. on the only station on your dial that is passionately Pompey. We're being driven to you in first-class style tonight thanks to our friends at Stagecoach. With just under 700 million journeys made across the UK each year, you can catch their bus without a fuss. This is a part of it where we get to know the person behind the blue star. An opportunity for you, the Pompey supporters, to get your questions in. And I'm happy to say that the man joining me in the hot seat this week is Lloyd Isgrove. Lloyd, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. Obviously, you joined the club on January the 30th, just before the transfer deadline. It's been a few weeks since you've been at Fratton Park. How have you settled into life on the South Coast?
Yeah, quite nicely, to be fair. I used to live down here in Port Solent back a few years ago, so I know the area quite well. And the lads have really helped me settle in, and the manager and stuff. So, yeah, it's been good.
Does the locality sometimes help you in settling into a side? Obviously, the lads are going to naturally help you anyway. But being in local area, knowing whereabouts you are, the area, the proximity, does that help you going into a new club?
Yeah, definitely. When you know some people that are around, it definitely helps you settle in, like you said. And my family are only sort of an hour away, so they're not too far either. So, yeah, that really helps you sort of settle into a new club.
What was the attraction that brought you to Portsmouth? What was that special thing that thought, yes, I want to get that deal over the line?
Well, I know the manager well. He's been on sort of the radar. I've been speaking for a few years. I know he's wanted me before. So, yeah, definitely the manager to come down here, because obviously Portsmouth are doing well this season. And they were rivals with Barnsley for the League One promotion spots at the moment. So, yeah, I know they play good football, and the game at Oakwell was good this season. I know we got them at the end of this month as well, so that'd be a good game. But yeah, that's probably why I decided to come down here. Yeah.
It'd be a game that you relish, hopefully getting yourself fully fit and get yourself in the lineup for that one potentially.
Well, I can't play because I'm on loan, so I won't be able to play against Barnsley.
First knock up.
I will be watching. So yeah.
How pleased are you to be at a club of this stand and try and break through, so to speak, get regular game time? Because obviously that's one of the reasons why you came down to Fratton Park, because you weren't getting perhaps the game time you'd have wanted up at Oakwell.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, Kenny's been watching me for a few years, so I know he believes in me, and I obviously believe in myself. So I was a bit disappointed to not get games this season. So that's why I've come down here, to hopefully really push for a place to try and get some game time here, definitely.
And of course, if you've got any questions for Lloyd Isgrove, you can do on the Texas 81400. Don't forget to start your message with the word Express. You can email us. It's pompey@expressfm.com. Or on Twitter, you want to send us a tweet, it's @expressfm. And we'll get the questions in to Lloyd in the second part of the show this afternoon. When you joined Portsmouth, it's quite well documented that you were part of Southampton growing up. Was there a little bit of worry as far as how you're going to be received from the fans coming in?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but I was obviously just concentrating on just playing the football and helping this team now that I've signed and getting it over the line. But yeah, like you said, in the back of my mind, obviously, I thought something might come of that, but I just sort of got my head down and just cracked on, really, and got settled in.
Be a case of once you get that first Pompey goal, all of that, I suppose, kind of gets forgotten, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking to do, help the team as much as I can now that I'm here. I've signed, so I'm here to the end of the season now, so I'm really looking just to kick on and do what I can to help the team.
Obviously, there's a lot of players that have come in later on in the transfer window at Pompey. So perhaps the last couple of weeks, do you think the squad is starting to gel with all these new additions, do you feel?
Yeah, of course, it takes a bit of time. But like you said, we're in training and that every day together now with the staff and getting to know the players and how each other plays. And like you said, the lads have been doing well this season anyway, so it's just a chance for the boys to come in that have come in on loan to really try and express themselves and take their chance when they get it, which is what I will definitely be looking to do.
How's the atmosphere been in camp over the last couple of weeks? Because obviously results haven't been what Pompey would have wanted, especially after the rip-roaring start to the season that we've had. Do you think the atmosphere still is as good as it was at the start? I know you wasn't there at the start of the season, but you still feel there's a feel-good factor around the camp, and sometimes a period like this has actually spurned them on that little bit more?
Yeah, we're obviously going to work our hardest to try and change these results from draws into wins. We've been obviously dipped the last couple games in a few weeks, but a little run, a few wins, and you never know where you can be. Like, just put four or five games in a row, like good results, you can be right up there again, like Luton and Barnsley have shown. So we know we can definitely do that, and we definitely got the capability in the squad to do that. So we'll definitely be looking to do it.
How much do you think that you'd like a reaction performance, so to speak, where once you get back to winning ways, that you put in an impressive performance, perhaps put a few goals against the opposition, keep it clean sheet? How much do you think you'd like to get that reaction performance to say to the title rivals, to say perhaps to the critics that, hey, don't discount us, we're still there and amongst the shouting?
Yeah, you say about the goals and that, but it really is about results. Mm-hmm. This part of the season, we'll take 1-0s every week if we can, like any team would. So yeah, we're just looking to try and get the win. Clean sheet's obviously a bonus for the goalkeeper and the defence, like as a bonus. But yeah, we'll just be looking to try and get results. We're not really worried about how many we score. We just want to just outscore the opponent, really.
Is that sometimes the hallmark of a great side? You know, we look at Manchester City and we see them win 5-6-0 for fun. But do you think most of the time, 99% of the time, the hallmark of a great side is sometimes winning 1-0, winning ugly, carving out a way to win, perhaps maybe when you haven't been the best side?
Yeah, if you play bad and win, that's probably like the best way it is in football, because you can play well and still lose. So you just need to win however you can. Like you said, ugly, or you just need to literally just get the result at the end of the day, yeah.
Obviously, you haven't played yet at Fratton Park. You've seen the atmosphere around Fratton Park at that 1-1 draw against Doncaster Rovers. How do you compare seeing that in real life in that game compared to perhaps how you see it on the TV, radio and in the tabloid press?
Yeah, it's definitely different when you're sat in amongst. Obviously, I was on the bench that day, but yeah, the atmosphere was very good start to finish for home fans as well. Normally, when you travel away, the away fans are normally good and the home fans are quiet, but we didn't hear the Doncaster fans, and all you could hear was the Pompey fans throughout. So it was unlucky, obviously, we drew in the end, but yeah, the fans were great throughout the whole game.
I know a lot of managers speak about the fact that the fans are such a crucial part. As a player, how key can the fans actually be towards getting towards this end goal, getting the promotion to the Championship, especially at Fratton Park? We've got some big games coming up, obviously the Barnsley one. How important is that 12th man for a footballer?
Yeah, when you're playing, you're just focusing on playing, but the fans can really help you, and they do give you that little extra percentage that you might need just to get that result or get that ugly win that you need to get the win at the end of the day. But the fans do definitely help you when you can hear them.
Let's move on to Saturday. It's a game away from home, and it's an interesting game. I want to hear your take on the fact that it's an early kickoff. Obviously, most of the games in League One, they're 3:00 on a Saturday or 7:45 on a Tuesday night. You schedule quite a lot for that. How does the preparation change when that fixture changes? You're playing 12:30 in the afternoon, because footballers are quite thick in the way that they prepare. They prepare perhaps in the same ways every week. How does that change when you're playing at an earlier time?
Probably just the earlier breakfast or the earlier pre-match, but and the walk maybe. But yeah, I don't think it really matters too much. We're focused on what we need to do, so we'll just go into it the same as we would at 3:00, really. But obviously, like I said, some things in the meeting and stuff might be earlier, but we can just adjust to that on the day. And like some games are earlier, some games are later. So like night games, you just have to adjust, and we're prepared to do that.
And can it also like work in his advantage, especially in a moment like this where there's a lot of teams locked up at the top of the table, where if you play early and you can get a win, you can put sometimes a bit of pressure on the other sides?
Yeah, every team will obviously focus on themselves, so we won't be looking at other results anyway. We need to focus on just getting our result done. But like you said, because we are an early kickoff, hopefully we can get a good result and then we can just relax after and see how the other teams get on. But yeah, we'll just be focusing on our game and not really worry about anyone else at the moment.
the game on TV, I know when the fans know that matches are on Sky, BT or any other the network channels, there's always a buzz around the fans. Do you get that same buzz as a player? And how do you level and curb that enthusiasm to keep it level-headed on match day?
Well, you say, yeah, about the fans and stuff. Some of the lads get fresh trims and that, fresh haircuts, if it's on Sky, maybe. But, yeah, obviously, it's a different buzz because not many games in League One are on TV. So when you are on TV, you really want to put in a performance just to show, like put a statement down, like you said, to the other teams in this league.
Can that help perhaps that Pompey have got three games on Sky coming up? Obviously, the Southend game on Saturday, the Chequered Trade game, unfortunately, won't be a part of because you play for Barnsley in the competition and the game against Charlton. Can that help spur the lads on a little bit, that little bit of extra? When you're on the TV, you want to show and give yourself a good performance. Can that help the lads in some way, or can it be a hindrance?
Yeah, it can be either, I guess, but obviously the lads will be looking to put on a great performance, even if it's not on TV. We go into the game just the same as if it wasn't on TV. So, yeah, the lads will be fully prepared, like, whether it's on TV or not. But yeah, we're just taking every game as it comes at the moment, and I'm trying to turn these results around.
Is there sometimes with a TV game, obviously you speak about the fact that the lads have new trims and this, that and the other. Does there sometimes, you know, with your mates and all that, when you're on the TV, do you sometimes get the text battering you for something, this, that, the other? Is that quite common?
Well, it depends how you do. If you do have a bad game or do something bad, like maybe a Megs or something, yeah, that you might get a text or something, a bit of banter from your mates and that. But yeah, when the game's going on, you're literally just concentrating on that. You're not really focused on it being on TV or anything like that.
Well, we're going to take a short break here on the Football Hour 93.7 Express, and we're sponsored by Stagecoach Buses. Don't forget to send your questions in to Lloyd Isgrove on the text. It's 81400. Don't forget to start that message with the word Express. You can email us, email address. It is pompey@expressfm.com. Or on Twitter, you can send us a tweet. It is @ExpressFM. It's Henry Deacon and Lloyd Isgrove with you for the Thursday Football Hour between now and 7 p.m. here on the passionately Pompey station, 93.7 Express FM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to this second part of this week's Thursday Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM. Lloyd Isgrove is my live studio guest tonight. If you have any questions for Lloyd, do send them in on the text. It's 81400. Don't forget to start that message with the word Express. You can email us. It's pompey@expressfm.com. Or on Twitter, it is @ExpressFM. Lloyd, I know that at least we've got some listeners in, because some of your mates have been trying to send in some questions on our lines.
Yeah, I think they have, yeah. He's told me that he has, so I think he's, yeah, he has.
Shall we go with the answer or with the question? Right. Or
yeah, might as well.
The number is in 0111 Express. Does Isgrove prefer the Maddox or the KN in a top 10 situation? This is from Backer.
Yeah, Backer's my best mate, to be fair. And yeah, the KN. This is for all COD fans out there. The KN's better in the final ring, I think.
I was going to say, because I didn't have a clue what that was all about. I was looking at it thinking it's probably texting another show or something like that. But at least you've clarified that up. You talk about video games and all that. And in another life, I'll cover the Havant games. I see that the players there love a bit of video games. Is there a lot of competition around the Pompey squad, around FIFA, NBA,
I haven't really spoke to the boys about that yet. But I will be getting into it, because I do play a lot of video games, yeah. So I will be getting into that, but I haven't really spoke to them about it yet.
Where are we looking at the Richter scale? Decent or...?
Yeah, very decent, yeah. Very.
Is that just laying down a marker for the lads listening in?
Yeah, well, for FIFA, I'll be up there, trust me.
You're one of those that manipulate your numbers a little bit, 99-99 or...?
Oh, no, none of that. Just fair and square, but yeah, I will be up there. I was top at Barnsley, so I'll hopefully be top here as well, so yeah.
Keep yourself at the top of the leaderboard. Yeah. Again, as you say, if we've got any questions in for Lloyd, do send them in. It's 81400 on the text. Email pompey@expressfm.com or send us a tweet. Our handle is @ExpressFM. Lloyd with us between now and 7 p.m. here on the Thursday Football Hour on 93.7 Express FM. We spoke a little bit in the first part of the show about your knee and all that. Is it frustrating that you've come in to Fratton Park, obviously looking to get games that perhaps you couldn't have struck while the iron's hot, that when you came in you didn't have that chance to shine straight away because you had something holding you back?
Yeah, that was from the game just gone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm back. I'm full training and stuff now. So yeah, I'll be just really looking to be involved this weekend and hopefully get my chance if I can. And I've been working hard in training to be fit and stuff. So yeah, I'll just have to see.
So a bit of baby steps at the moment. Slowly get yourself in, and once you get in there, try and make a mark for yourself.
Well, yeah, I think it's just a match fitness thing where I haven't got that this season. So if I can get any game time at any point, yeah, it will be a bonus for me fitness wise. But yeah, I'm just looking to keep training, ticking over, and when I'm ready, if I'm needed, I will be ready.
Is that frustrating, that obviously because you played in the Checker Trade Trophy with Barnes and you can't participate in the competition with the Blues? Is it frustrating that you haven't got the opportunity in that competition? Because we've seen with so many players how crucial that competition can be with game time, and obviously it's a window which you can't open.
Yeah, of course. I've won the competition before, so I'm gutted that I can't play and help Portsmouth, but they've got where they are without me, so I'm sure they'll do well, and hopefully they go on and win it themselves. So yeah, that would be good for the club.
Can you give the lads tips and stuff on that? Because obviously you've won it twice as a player, once with Peterborough and once with Barnsley. Can you give them tips and advice? I know we're at the latter stage of the competition, but how you get through the competition and all that, because obviously you have the prior experience of winning it.
You say that, but I think it's like any game really, any cup competition. It's the same as the FA Cup or the League Cup. You just try and win every game that you can. So if I'm around it, I'll be supporting the boys as much as I can and helping any lads that would want it. But yeah, I'll just be looking to be around the lads and supporting them and making sure they're ready for the games.
It'd be disappointing though, obviously, if they do get to Wembley at the end of March, you're not able to don the kit and potentially lift a third title, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely, but it's one of them, it is what it is, and I just have to crack on really, yeah.
Do keep your questions coming in for Lloyd on the text, it's 81400. Don't forget to start that telecommunication with the word Express. You can email us, it is studio@expressfm.com and pompey@expressfm.com, or on Twitter, it is @expressfm. Well, James usually does a couple of games. I want to do something a little bit different. We're playing Southend on Saturday. I'm fairly sure the gaff and all that prepped you up on the team, but I wonder whether you've been prepped up on the town on something that I want to call Southend Stats.
All the best.
All the best. Well, I'll give you an easy one.
All right.
Starter for 10. What county is Southend in?
It's starting easy.
This is the easy one.
Not an easy one. I don't know. It's northeast of London, so... Oh, mate, I don't know. Geography. I didn't do geography at school. I don't know. East Sussex, who knows?
Essex.
Essex, just
yeah.
Essex.
Essex,
Essex,
yeah.
Okay, way off it.
If you thought that one was hard, this is going to be interesting.
You just answered yourself.
The name of the two main A roads which link Southend?
The A1. And the A42.
A127, 18, the A13.
Yeah, that's close.
So,
wow.
See, you know what? When I prepped this last night, I thought, you know what? This would be a great idea for a game. This backfired quickly,
yeah,
didn't
massively.
It?
Massively. Southend. I've never been there.
You will do Saturday. And finally, Southend is the home to the world's longest pleasure pier. How long is it in kilometres?
Pleasure pier. I'm going to say 14.
2.16 kilometres.
Yeah. I've gone way off there, haven't I? I wasn't even thinking about that, just guessed.
Just a bit of a detour, yeah, perhaps, on the way back, just to measure it length for length.
2 kilometres. Yeah.
Something else I've got on here. Apparently Dominic Littlewood was born there, so it'd be a case of Saturday. Don't get done, get Dom, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did bad on that, didn't I? Terrible.
Hopefully you'll do better in the next part of the show. We do have the Keepy Uppy Challenge. If you are safe and legal to do so and you're not listening in your car, Facebook Live will have Lloyd's attempt. Oh, looking to beat Matt Clark's 179, 3 attempts in 1 minute. Now, I know that we're looking for the independent committee here because you have a bit of a problem with the ball.
Yeah, I think it's a bit egg-shaped. Honestly, it's turned into a bit of rugby ball. So.
Okay.
And I said, you said you got 4 earlier.
Yep.
And I got 4 in the studio just then when I practiced once, so... See,
we'll have to see about that. 179 is the score to be. That was when Matt Clark came in the studio. The bottom one on that leaderboard is 27. Don't fancy yourself with that one either.
Well, I was hoping you weren't even going to have my name tag because I'm on loan, but you've got Andres there, so I could be in trouble and I might have to go up there.
Yeah,
at the bottom.
Unfortunately, it's going to have to go up there. Do keep your questions coming in. We'll also have our quick fire questions, both regarding teammates and of course. Lloyd as a person. It's coming up to 25 past 6 here on the Football Hour. Do get your questions in to the Pompey's new loan signing Lloyd Isgrove on the text. It's 81400. Don't forget to start that message with the word Express. You can email us, it is pompey@expressfm.com, or you can send us a tweet, it is to @expressfm, and we'll try and delve through as many of them between now and 7 o'clock when Miles Henson takes over proceedings with business Express. I've had one comment saying happy birthday, but I don't think that's regarding this show whatsoever. So do get your questions in for Lloyd. A bit of a quiet night on the text tweets, Neil. It's usually such a vibrant form of communication. So do get your questions in if you possibly can here on the Thursday Football Hour, which is being brought to you by Stagecoach Buses. So if you want to get in and around the city with relative ease from A to B, head over to stagecoach.co.uk. Head on to their website. They've got a tracker on how you can track your journeys, plan your journeys from there. Make sure that you do that. Let's talk about some of your goals at Fratton Park. Obviously, one would be breaking into the first team, but what other goals and targets have you set yourself between now and the end of the season?
Yeah, like you said, I want to break in and be playing week in, week out like everyone does in my sort of position. But I want to help the team as much as I can, and I really hope that we do get promotion, whether it be the automatics or the playoffs. So yeah, I'll just be looking to break in, like you said, and then if I can get in, stay in there. But yeah, just game time is what I'm looking for, so I'm looking to do that.
Game time, obviously the most important thing, but you cite the fact that you do want to get Pompey promoted. It's some lonely players come in and sometimes they don't have that attitude, but it doesn't spring to me with you.
No, definitely not. I'll give 110% for any club that I sort of play for, and now that I'm signed here, I won't be any different with this club. So yeah, I'll definitely be looking to help them as much as I can, and like I said, promotion is definitely the aim for this season.
Do you think taking Pompey back to the Championship would be taking Pompey back to perhaps where they deserve to be in the English football pyramid?
Yeah, they're too big a club to be where they sort of are right now in League One. They should definitely at least be in the Championship, if not the Premier League, where they have been. So yeah, they need to be looking to do that over the next sort of few years. So this step's obviously a good step in the right direction.
Based on your time at Barnsley, when the fixtures came out, did you see Pompey as one of the ones that you looked out for first, as one of the big games of the season?
Yeah, I would have thought so. Yeah, they were sort of, I spoke to Kenny and that in the summer, and he was sort of interested in them. So yeah, definitely looked at sort of Portsmouth. We know they play good football, and they're a massive club to be in League One. So we knew they'd be there or thereabouts, and they had such a great start to the season, which is why they are where they are now. So they should just look to kick on and try and get up there. Yeah.
How much are you looking forward to playing an attractive style of football, playing perhaps with a little bit more expression? How much are you looking forward to playing under Kenny Jackett's system?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I've spoken to Kenny before, and I know he's a great manager, and I like the way he likes to play attacking football, like 4-3-3 or 4-4-2, which he really likes his wingers. So that's probably another reason why he's brought me into the club, because I'm an out-and-out direct winger. So yeah, definitely the attacking football that he likes to play. Hopefully we can get some results with that in the next few weeks.
Just the right fit, just everything aligned, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. Like Jamal and Ronan have done really well this season, with chipping in with goals and assists. So that's why they're playing every week at the moment, which they deserve to be. So yeah, I'm just looking to sort of break in if I can.
Are they the two that you look up to the most, the two that you think, I want to break through, I want to show that actually I could be a part of that as well?
Well, yeah, I say them just because they're sort of playing in my position, yeah, and they have played well this season. So, yeah, I'm training with them and stuff at the moment, and no one looks out of place or anything. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking to make an impact.
Lord Disgrove joining myself, Henry Deacon, here on the Thursday Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM. The egg-shaped ball is coming up when we return after the break for the Football Hour Keepy Uppy Challenge. If you've never tuned into the Keepy Uppy Challenge on the Football Hour before, Lloyd has 3 attempts in 1 minute to try and keep the ball up as many times as possible. The target to beat is 179. It's not going to happen, is it?
It's an unbelievable score, that. See it to believe it, one of them, I think. Madness.
You can tune in on Facebook Live after the break to see the attempt live. I think this is going to be interesting. I got 4 earlier on, so
yeah, I'm aiming for 4 at the moment, to be fair. Yeah, right foot, left foot, we'll go for 4 in a minute.
With the rugby ball,
yeah,
not quite Six Nations, but right foot, left foot, the target 4. So join us after the break here on the Thursday Football Hour, sponsored by Stagecoach Buzzies, to see whether Lloyd Isgrove can beat 4 on our Football Hour Keepy Uppy Challenge. We'll be back in a tick.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to the third part of this week's Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM. Lloyd Isgrove still joins me in the studio. You're about to take on the famous Football Hour Keepy Uppy Challenge. I don't think I've ever seen someone dreading a Keepy Uppy Challenge as much.
Yeah, I just don't know, mate. Honestly, I think that ball was so dodgy. Honestly, so dodgy, that ball.
We have a steward's inquiry. We have a, well, in our office at Express FM, we have a rugby ball, a Six Nations rugby ball. You reckon you fancy your chances on that more than the actual?
Well, equal, yeah, probably. But that ball, honestly, it's just not right.
We reckon it's egg shaped. Whether that
doesn't even roll straight. Honestly, I rolled it earlier. It just don't roll straight. It's fine though. I'll give it a go, won't I?
I think what we'll have to do in future weeks, we'll have to have a steward's inquiry and see whether it's right or not. Do you have any questions for Lloyd? Do send them in 81400 on the text. Don't forget to start that with the word Express. Email pompey@expressfm.com or tweet us @expressfm. You can actually join us on Facebook Live. We've got the challenge coming up live there. Obviously, if it's safe and legal to do so, please don't get your phone out and put Facebook Live on whilst driving. Not a good idea. Lloyd, are you ready?
What is it? Am I in now, am I?
Right, here we go. It's Lloyd Isgrove's Keepy Uppy Challenge. 1 minute, 3 attempts. Off we go. Having a good start here. Better than what he's already got. Coming up a fair bit here. I don't think it's bad as what he was expecting before. This ain't bad. This isn't a bad effort, you know. This is not a bad effort. He's doing well here. Another 20 seconds gone. The ball hasn't landed yet, and I hope that's not the curse of the commentator here. He's balanced it against the wall. Ball's just dropped. That was a fantastic attempt, Nat. Go for it, go for it. You've got another 30 odd seconds to go. Don't keep it up in the air. For a man that was absolutely dreading this, and I mean dread rather mortally, he is taking a good go at this. He's had a very good go at that.
32. Right. It's got to be 30 at least.
Official adjudicator.
Is it 20?
I think this is all right. I think this is all right, Lloyd.
Am I on the right side, yeah?
He is, yeah, 65.
Take that all day.
That is not bad.
Yeah, I'm buzzing with that.
And then he said in the office all going in, I am not going to get past 4.
Yeah, you told me about the technique with the 1 foot, didn't you? I thought I was going double foot, but just one leg was nice. Liked it. Enjoyed it.
Never thought I'd be the one teaching football players about technique, but there we go. That's Lloyd Isgrove's Keepy Uppy Challenge. Next week, obviously, we'll have a Pompey star doing that again. Matt Clark still top of the leaderboard at 179. We calculated it in the break. That's 3 a minute.
3 a second.
3 a second, sorry, 3 a minute.
Yeah, that's crazy. I honestly can't believe that, how he's done that. I need to see that Facebook one.
we'll dig it out of the archives,
yeah,
at some point.
Got to find that and put it up somewhere so I can have a look.
We've got some more text, tweets and emails coming in, which is good. If you want to send them in, 81400, start the message with the word Express. Email pompey@expressfm.com or tweet us @expressfm. This latest one comes in from Chris Italy. He says, welcome Lloyd. I want to ask if you've been involved in a promotion challenge and what happened to your team? Did you get promoted? Any good advice for Pompey teammates based on your experience?
I got promoted with Barnsley in 2015-16 season, and I joined there on loan in January, I think it was, or maybe just before, and we were sort of bottom of the league, and then we just went on some crazy run of winning streak, and it was a lot of it was togetherness and off the pitch. We were quite a tight unit, which we are here as well, so yeah, I definitely think the experience in that, I think it was just the togetherness off the pitch and on the pitch. We have really good team spirit, and that sort of drove us on and got us that winning run, and then we never looked back from there. Really, confidence was high, and if we can get a few good results in the next few weeks, I'm sure we can do the same here, definitely.
Is that sometimes the hidden secret of a successful side? Not so much what you see on the field, but perhaps off the field more?
Yeah, I think a good relationship off the pitch really helps with the relationship on the pitch. When you've got players like fullbacks and wingers playing together and strikers and different positions and that, yeah, I definitely think that helps. When you're friends off the pitch, it helps when you're friendly on the pitch as well.
I think this might be another one of your mates texting us in. James Coffin from Shaftesbury says... I can't believe I was saying this on the Football Hour. Lloyd, do you still have your Saints duvet set? And he's like, can I have it?
Yeah, he's a diehard Saints fan, so he's just trying to batter me there. But he knows.
Do you?
Obviously, I never had that, but I was never a Saints fan. He's just trying to get to me there on the text. But yeah, that's one of my other best mates. Well,
anyone else?
Yeah, anyone else apart from my family and best mates?
81400. Starting with the word Express. God, I never thought my day for the Football Hour would transpire this way. Right, it's coming up to 22 the hour, which means it's time for the Football Hour quickfire questions. Right, we've got a set of questions here about your teammates and about yourself. We've got about 60 seconds on this.
Mm-hmm.
Your time starts now. Time starts now. Best dresser at the club.
No one even wears jeans, everyone wears trackies, so I'm just going to go Burge.
Best dancer.
Best dancer, Jamal.
Best taste in music.
I'll say Ronan.
Worst on the dance floor.
Pittman.
Worst dressed player.
Worst dressed player.
Where's you got some examples?
Andy Cannon.
Who made the best dodgeball player?
Who'd make the best dodgeball? I'll say me.
The most dramatic around the club.
Most dramatic. Bogle.
The most likely to strop during a board game.
That'd be Bogle as well.
The most likely to be a top manager.
Naylor, I think.
There we go. We've 10 seconds to spare. That was our Football Hour quick fire questions there with Lloyd Isgrove. Don't forget, if you do have any comments to send in between now and 7 o'clock, when Miles Henson takes over with Business Express, do send them in on your text. It's 81400. Don't forget to start that message with the word Express. You can email studio@expressfm.com or on Twitter, it is @expressfm. A busy period coming up for the Blues. A lot of midweek travelling and a lot of midweek games altogether. How crucial was perhaps a break on Tuesday night to kind of stop that busy run?
Yeah, you say that, but a thick run of games is obviously good, but you've got to rotate the squad and stuff, but the lads are fully prepared for it. But like you said, that break on Tuesday may have helped. You just never know, but we just take every game as it comes, like I said. And we'll be looking to get the win on Saturday and then fire straight into Tuesday. It's always nice to have a game straight after one to get a good result, two good results, and just try to get a run going, really, yeah.
At what point do you sense as a player that the running's approaching? We get to a stage in February where the season starts getting serious. When does in your mind you feel like the running's starting to approach?
Well, I think you can have good and bad runs. You have obviously up and down season, so you just put a few good results together and you can find yourself 2 or 3 points above where you need to be. So yeah, we're just looking to get that first result on Saturday to put this bad run of form that we're on at, well, it's not bad, but it could be better, draws into win. So we're definitely looking to do that Saturday, but I don't think there's a time where you need to be sort of getting the wins, but we'll just be looking to put it right on Saturday.
Just be nice to get the win, just to get that win on the board after a couple of draws, I suppose. Get over that line, get the 3 points, and then, as we said earlier on in the show, with a 12:30 kickoff, the pressure goes on everyone else.
Yeah, and it's a tough away game, so we'll be looking just to win, just to get that result, and put ourselves at ease just until Tuesday, until we go again. But yeah, we'll just do anything we can to get them 3 points on Saturday, even though it's going to be a really tough game.
Is there a difference playing at grounds like Roots Hall, an old stadium, an enclosed stadium? The supporters are very close to the field, where obviously we have places like MK Dons, or, you know, places in the Championship, the Majeski, etc., where it's a bowl like this. There's not so much space between the fans and the players. Does the game perhaps change differently when you've got the fans so close and almost penned into you?
I don't think it does. When I'm playing, you don't really notice the fans as much as you think you would. You're really just focused on what you're doing, and so you literally can't even hear them sometimes. So we'll just be focused on getting the 3 points on Saturday. But like you said, with the penned in fans and that, no, I don't really think that really affects it that much. And we'll have our away support anyway driving us on, so I'm sure it'll be good.
Hopefully another fantastic Pompey support up there to, as you said, the 12th man, it's just so crucial.
Yeah, definitely, at this part of the season, coming into like the final back end of the season, we need our fans as much as we do now as we did at the start of the season, to just really drive us on and try to get them help us get them 3 points on Saturday.
Do you think the squad altogether, moving on to a squad question, is perhaps coming together, obviously after Ben Thompson and all that, they left following the clubs we're calling them, there was a bit of perhaps instability. Do you feel like there's now a stability within camp, and that now that you can just push on towards the end of the season, there's not going to be any dramas here, there, the other?
Yeah, now that like the loans and that they're in now, the signings, everyone's, no one can leave or come in now, so we should really settle down now and start really gelling as a team and getting them results and get us back firing up at the table. So yeah, like you said, I'm sure we'll be settled now that no there'll be no like ins or outs, so we can really just focus on training and playing on the Saturdays and Tuesdays.
Lloyd, thank you very much for now. We're going to take our final quick break here on the Thursday Football Hour, sponsored by Stagecoach Buses. If you want to travel a route, head over to stagecoach.co.uk and go into the travel finder part to see how you can get from A to B. After the break, we'll be finding out what Lloyd's personal choices are. And if you're one of Lloyd's mates, don't forget to send a comment in. It's 81400 on the text. Start that with the word express. Email Pompey at expressfm.com or on Twitter. Our handle is at expressfm. Join us after the break for the final part of this week's Thursday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to the final part of this week's Thursday Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM. Henry Deacon here in the hot seat with you. Lloyd Isgrove alongside me in the Express FM studio. Got any comments, texts, tweets and emails to send in, please do. On the text, 81400, don't forget to start that with the word express. You can email Pompey at expressfm.com or you can send us a tweet. It is at expressfm. We have got a tweet from Wayne Harris, at Wayne Harris PFC. Lloyd, which is the position you feel more effective on, the left, right, or maybe the number 10 role?
I like both sides of the wing, really. I don't really mind either side. I played in the 10 when I was at Peterborough on loan, and I enjoyed it in there, to be fair. Bit of a free role, but it's a decent position. But yeah, right or left wing, I prefer out of all the positions, yeah.
You say it's perhaps your biggest attribute, is the fact that you can be versatile, you can adapt to positions as the gaffer needs you to.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty confident on both feet, so I really don't mind which side I play. And wingers tend to swap in games either side anyway to change up the fullback and stuff. So yeah, I'm happy to go either side.
And don't forget to send your comments in to Lloyd between now and the end of the show. Got about 12 minutes left of the show on the text, 81400. Don't forget to start your message with the word express. Email Pompey at expressfm.com or Twitter at expressfm. We're talking during the break about your effort on the QPR change. You're still kind of mesmerised about it a little bit. You can't quite believe what you've done.
Yeah, I can't believe the people over the hundreds, because that's just crazy. But yeah, I am pretty happy with my score, and I'm on the left side of the ball, which is good. It's looking good, yeah. I know most of the defenders are on the right, but the hammer throwers, but yeah, I'm happy to be on the left.
You said Matt Clark's 179, you don't believe?
No, not a chance. I don't really believe any of the ones over 100. I think Danny Rose is top with that 83.
So you think Danny Rose is one that's legitimate?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. The rest I'd want to see for myself.
We'll have to get the recordings out at some point. I know that Gareth Evans had two attempts at it, so that's probably his high score.
Wow, he had two attempts and one of them was that.
Well, he was on two shows, so...
Oh, OK. So they're added up together then, aren't they?
No,
the shows.
It's as high as...
I'm joking.
You wish it was as high as what? Daniel Isgrove.
Yeah.
Hi, Uncle Lloydie. I'm listening to you on the radio and you're funny playing football. Love, Dolkey.
Dolcey, yeah. It's my niece. Just say hello to her for me.
Consider that done. If you do have any other questions to Lloyd Isgrove, please do. Got about 10 minutes of the show to go. How key is a family unit as a footballer? Because you spend a lot of time travelling. It is a big sacrifice to play professional football, especially at a high level. How key is it to have a supportive base around you that through thick or thin, through good form, through bad form, through the long distance travels, that they're going to be there for you regardless, and that they're willing to sacrifice perhaps as much as you're able to sacrifice?
Yeah, well, my parents, when I was growing up, did a lot for me, like travelling around the country and that, with coming to watch me and taking me to training. So, yeah, having that support still now is really good. When I was up in Sheffield, obviously, didn't have so much. So to come back down and have that again is real nice and really has a platform and foundations for you to really just focus on playing football and not really have to worry about too much off the pitch, because you know they're just around the corner, really.
I suppose it must be really relaxing, because obviously you want to play to the highest level, to the highest standard week in, week out. But knowing that you've got, I suppose, a base around you helps you, I suppose, to a certain extent, perform to that high level. As you said, when you're up in Sheffield, it perhaps because you've got not as many people looking at your back week in, week out, it can be a bit difficult, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe. Obviously, it's my job, so you just get on with it. But yeah, definitely to be around sort of your family and friends and that definitely helps you be comfortable and really helps you focus on training and playing, and that's all you really need to focus on, which is what you need to do anyway. But yeah, definitely being around that definitely helps you really, really, really get going, yeah.
One question I always like to ask footballers when I get the opportunity to speak to them one-on-one like I am with you is, I always like to establish how they got into the game. What was that blue touch moment that got them in love with the game? What was it for you?
My dad played a bit of football when he was sort of younger. Only dropped out through injury and stuff. But yeah, I think just growing up, I've always sort of loved it, loved watching it. And my family's quite sporty. Mm-hmm. My sister does running and stuff. So my dad used to run for Wales and that. So yeah, I definitely think I was always going to go into sport, if anything. And just fell in love with football as soon as I started playing it at a really young age. And then literally started playing locally at 9 and then got picked up and just went from there, really, and just carried on loving it and still love it now.
Spread like wildfire. And I suppose it's important when you're playing in a professional environment as you are. Is it important to keep that love going? Because when you're playing in an environment such as that, it can be easy when things don't go your way to fall out of love with the game a little bit.
Yeah, everyone has sort of your ups and downs and you do each season. But yeah, you never really fall out of love with the game. I've always loved playing it. And even when I'm not playing week in, week out, I still watch it when I'm not playing in that. So yeah, I definitely have always loved it. And having that love for the game really helps you with like encouragement and it's nice to go out there and play at the weekends and training. I love training every day. So yeah, just it's good.
Well, don't forget, if you've got any questions to send in to Lloyd Easgrove, you can do on the text 81400. Don't forget to start that message with the word express. Email studio@expressfm.com or pompey@expressfm.com. Or you can send us a tweet to @expressfm. We appreciate any of your comments that you do send in. And at the moment, if you do send in a communication, you'll go straight to the top of the list for the questions that we send in to Lloyd. So do get your questions in to Lloyd Easgrove between now and the end of the show. Now, we did say before the break we're going to do some of your personal choices. Mm-hmm. So a bit of an either or sort of thing. Get to know you a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So we'll get the music fired up again. First up, Nando's or Toby Carvery?
I went for a Nando's just now on the way. So yeah, Nando's definitely.
Saturday 3 p.m. or Night Under the Lights?
I'm going to go Night Under the Lights.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Car School or Lone Traveller? First result you look out for after a game?
Oh, that's a tough one. What club?
Yeah.
Portsmouth now.
Apart from Portsmouth when you're not playing.
I'll say Barnsley then.
Any unusual match day superstitions?
Right boot first always.
Interesting that. Yeah. Always interesting. Someone's got a boot, haven't they?
Yeah, boot or a sock, shin pad, depends. Yeah, it's always right boot for me.
Have you ever met a footballer that just completely ignores that whole superstition rule?
Yeah, some don't have any at all and just literally crack on and do whatever. But yeah, so quite a lot of the lads do have different superstitions and that, yeah.
Is that for you almost with the superstition, doing right boot, left boot first? Is it almost normalise the game, normalise the situation that it feels like you're going to work, it's another day at the office perhaps?
Yeah, it becomes routine like with like the boot thing and that. I don't really do it for training, it's just for games, like when you're putting on the match day kit and stuff. So yeah, it's just like I said, it's part of your routine, so you just get used to it and you don't really think about it in the end. It just comes naturally.
It's really, it's just the games as well instead of training. Sometimes I know people do it even for training sessions.
Yeah, they do. Like it could be like you said, with training, like in the gym, whatever it could be. But yeah, I only do mine for sort of matches and when I'm playing, just a bit of luck or whatever. Yeah.
Well, a couple of minutes left of the show here on 93.7 Express FM. If you do have any last minute questions, do send them in between now and the end of the show. We've got about 3 minutes left. We've got one coming in from Carol from Hailing. Lloyd, who is your favourite footballer?
Favourite footballer is Ronaldo. Cristiano. It's going to be an unpopular opinion, but I think he's the best.
Is he your GOAT?
I don't know. I think Messi's a better footballer, but I don't know. There's something about Ronaldo that I like. Just don't know. Not really sure.
Interesting that. If you have any other questions to say, then please do between now and the end of the show. You will get right to the top of the list. Again, on the text, it's 81400. Start that message with the word express. Email pompey@expressfm.com or on Twitter, it is @ExpressFM. We've had some interesting questions by a couple of your mates this afternoon, Lloyd.
Don't tell me you got another one.
No, okay, we haven't. But
okay, good.
I suppose you were kind of, was that the one thing you were worrying about coming in here? Was that your mates were going to try and sabotage?
No, well, I don't know. Just, well, I wasn't really expecting them, to be fair. And then my niece at the end as well. But yeah, no, it's all right. It just is what it is.
Couple minutes left of the show. Let's finish off by talking about the game on Saturday. How is the confidence all in the camp?
Yeah, training's been good this week. So, yeah, we'll be looking just to take that into the Saturday game. We're travelling tomorrow, so we'll be training tomorrow morning and then travelling after. So yeah, we'll just be looking to prepare well and be the best we can to get the result on Saturday.
In a busy week, a lot of travelling that, and then obviously Bristol Rovers at home, and then a couple of weeks after that, Bury away. How do you as a player fix that a lot of travelling in a short space of time? How do you unwind? Perhaps Netflix or something like that. How do you unwind in between those long periods?
Yeah, you've got to prepare well and recover well from the games. Obviously, Saturday, Tuesdays are tough on the body and mind. So, yeah, the lads that play will obviously just have to focus on preparing for the next game and recovering well. But yeah, like you said, maybe a bit of PS4, a bit of Netflix, films and that. You just got to chill out and turn the like brain off and really focus on the next game after a game and stuff. Yeah,
do you think that's sometimes the key to being a good and great footballer is being able to switch off a little bit, having that downtime? Because there is a fear that you can sometimes overthink things, and as a consequence, you start to not lose it a little bit, but you can overthink the situation.
Yeah, of course, you can't be on it all the time, 24/7. You need that time to just sort of relax and turn your mind off, like you said. And you do that. Everyone does that in different ways, but yeah, we'll just be looking to play obviously Saturday, recover well Sunday, and then go again for Monday for the game on Tuesday, which obviously, like you said, is at home, so it's not too bad. But yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Hoping to get your first steps on the fat and turf, hopefully Tuesday night.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be looking to do that. Hopefully get some game time Saturday as well. But yeah, definitely be looking to play at Fratton Park at some point.
Well, Lloyd, unfortunately, that's almost it. The hour's nearly up. Have you enjoyed your Pompey Hour, Football Hour debut?
Yeah, it's been interesting, but it's been good, yeah. It's been good.
It's been just as interesting for me as my debut. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Goes without saying, obviously, all the best on Saturday. And thank you for bringing out all the text, tweets and emails, even if it was from a couple of your mates. It was well appreciated.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, there's still plenty coming up on Express FM between now and Saturday. Well, my thanks obviously to Lloyd. A huge thank you for you, all your comments and all of that. We do appreciate it. And thank you for going easy on me on my Football Hour debut. Don't forget, we have more Blues Views tomorrow night on the Friday Football Hour. Jake Smith's in the studio. Unfortunately, his previous guests have been ruled out with illness. I suppose a case of Valentine's Day flu. But he'll get those in tomorrow. Pompey Live will be live on Saturday from the earlier time of 11:30 due to the 12:30 kickoff with Portsmouth's game against Southend, which means an hour of passionately Pompey build-up to the game away to Southend United. Commentary comes from Andrew Moon and Guy Whittingham of Radio Silent from 12:30. We have reaction from the game until 4 p.m. and you can get your chance to phone up and get your points across on Pompey Live Extra Time. You can join Mark for your Sunday supplement, your magazine style show for Sunday mornings. Featured artists are Chicago, Comedy with Johnny Cash, and Take Two of Comfortably Numb. Listening for the birthdays, quote, Boat Tide, Weather News, Showbiz, and our entertainment guide and film review with John Brown. I'm next on Express FM on Wednesday night. I'll go back to the day job of Over the White Line between 7 and 8 p.m. I have all the latest news from the non-league football, women's football news, views and reaction. It's a fantastic show. I'm not saying it because I present it. It's a brilliant show. If you can do, tune in 7 till 8 on Wednesday on Express FM for Over the White Line. Stick with us here on 93.7 Express FM because we have non-stop music between now and 8 p.m. My thanks again to you and Lloyd for tuning into the show. It's been an absolute pleasure for me to anchor my first ever Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM. Jake Smith's coming up next, but for me, it's time to play at Pompey.